Hello everyone, I'm Manolis from Liber Space Foundation, and today I will present you the SIDLOC, which is a new telecommunication standard that we started to propose in order to get to identify and localize satellites that are orbiting the Earth. So before I start, are you aware of the TLEs, two line elements? How many of you? Okay, a lot of people. So TLEs is two lines, two text lines that describe the orbit of an orbiting object. Okay, so what is the problem and the motivation behind the SIDLOC? Those orbital data are coming from limited resources, from limited sources. Excuse me. They are public, but not libre. So these sources are mostly military. So we have one source that is the US military and the France military. And they announce them publicly, but of course we have all the restrictions that the military has. Another very interesting limitation is that they provide public data only for space objects that are larger than 10 centimeters. And someone may say, okay, 10 centimeters are enough for satellite. But I know some very annoying people behind there, but they build satellites that are smaller than 10 centimeters. Actually, this is a cubic platform that we've flown a year ago into space and with a Firefly mission. It was a very, very good use case because the second stage of the Firefly rocket failed to deliver the satellites on the correct orbit. So it was 100 kilometers less, if I recall correctly. So the orbit was not the one that we have prepared for our mission, and it was changing very rapidly. Because due to the drag, okay.